She slowed down. He slowed also. She stopped. He stopped. But she was a spirited girl, our Miss Smith, and this time she suddenly turned round and darted straight towards him. Yet he was as quick as she was. He turned his machine and pedaled off. Then she turned again, with her head in the air, very haughtily, and so made off for Chiltern Grange. And as for him...
Well, Watson, as for him, the man with the black beard...
Why, he came cycling by a few minutes later, Holmes. And he went right past me, and then he turned in at the hall gates, got off his bicycle to adjust his necktie or something.
Oh?
And then he jumped on his cycle again, pedaled away from me up the drive.
And that was that, eh?
Yes, Holmes. Well, I was really quite worn out, one thing and another.
I'm sure you must have been, my dear fellow. Here, sit on the sofa and put your feet up. Shall I ring for some hot milk?
Oh, upon my soul, Holmes, you're quite insufferable. There I was, doing my best for you.
Exactly, while Miss Smith was on her way to Chiltern Grange, where Mr. Carruthers proposed to her last evening after dinner.
What? Good heavens, Holmes. How did you learn that?
Oh, quite simple, my dear fellow. There was a letter from her this morning.
Well?
Here it is, you see. Charming scent the girl uses. You'll find the important bit in the last paragraph. The rest is more or less an account of what you've already told me so graphically.
I'm sure that you will respect my confidence, Mr. Holmes, when I tell you that my position has become difficult owing to the fact that my employer, Mr. Carruthers, has proposed marriage to me.
Our young friend seems to be getting into deep waters, eh? However, Watson, to return to your own exhausting exploits... Oh, let me hand you this cushion, my dear fellow. You haven't finished yet. I'm sure you made some inquiries, didn't you, in the neighborhood as to who was living in this mysterious old house, Charlington Hall?
Yes, I did. I went to the local house agent, and it was let some weeks ago.
Oh, to whom?
A man called Williamson, Cedric Williamson, an elderly retired clergyman, according to the locals in the public house.
Good, good, Watson. I was rather afraid you wouldn't have the sense to go to the pub. That's always the center of country gossip.
Thank you, Holmes. Also, I happened to be thirsty after my day in the open.
I'm sure you were. Well, what else did you learn? If this Williamson is an elderly man, he can hardly be the energetic cyclist.
I don't suppose he was for the moment. He's a long white beard and a gammy leg.
Oh, then that settles that.
But it seems that there are doings at the Hall most weekends.
Doings?
Yes, wild visitors and so forth.
Oh.
What the landlord calls a warm lotzer.
So you think the mysterious cyclist might be one of those?
He might, because it seems that among them, Holmes, and the warmest of the lot, is a fellow with a red moustache called Woodley.
Oh, Miss Smith's fiery suitor. But a red moustache, Watson, yet the cyclist has a black beard.
Aha, but it could be assumed, Holmes.
So it could, so it could. In fact, upon my soul, Watson, it's really quite a fascinating case, after all. It has all the ingredients. A lonely, attractive girl, two important suitors, a clergyman who holds wild parties, and, best of all...
Well, Holmes?
A strange man on a bicycle who dismounts for the purpose of adjusting his necktie. Yes, we shall be hearing from Miss Violet Smith again, my dear fellow. You may be sure of that.
Grange, Thursday, April 28th. Dear Mr. Holmes, you will not be surprised to hear that I am leaving Mr. Carruthers' employment. Even the high pay cannot reconcile me to the discomforts of my situation. On Saturday, I come to London and do not intend to return. Mr. Carruthers has got the pony trap, which will be driven by an ostler, and so the dangers of the lonely road are now over. As to the cause of my leaving, it is not only the strained situation with Mr. Carruthers himself, but the reappearance of that odious Mr. Woodley. I saw him out of the window, but am glad to say I did not meet him. He had a long talk with Mr. Carruthers, and I think that they were quarreling. He seems to be living somewhere in the neighborhood, and I confess that I would sooner have a wild animal about the place. From his inflamed appearance, I am quite sure that he drinks heavily. I will not feel myself safe from him until Saturday, when I leave here forever, and all my troubles will be over. Yours sincerely, and with regards to Dr. Watson, Violet Smith.
You hear? She sends her regards to you, Watson.
Ah, thank you. Well, that's the end of that, I suppose.
Not at all, Watson. I believe there will soon be further developments. There's some deep intrigue going on around that young woman. I have a curious feeling.
Hmm?
Yes, I think it's all rather more sinister than I imagined at first. I've been checking on the Reverend Cedric Williamson.
Still clergyman at the Hall, eh?
He was a clergyman once. I made some inquiries at a clerical agency, and the only man who fits the name and the description has had a singularly dark career.
I confess his conduct struck me as somewhat unecclesiastical, with his wild parties and so forth.
Yes, I must say that I'm considerably alarmed.
What do you mean?
I think that you and I should spare the time to run down to Farnham together, Watson, tomorrow, Saturday morning, if you're free. You've still got that old army revolver of yours.
Of course.
Then take it, Watson, take it. You never know. You simply never know.
A rainy night had been followed by a glorious morning as we walked across the heath towards Charlington Hall. It seemed impossible that any menace could threaten on such a day. Yet, as we followed the winding road among the gorse where I had hidden myself earlier in the week, my nerves grew somewhat strained, and I found myself fingering the pistol in my pocket. Holmes strode in front of me, his head in the air, covering the ground remarkably rapidly with his long, springy step. He looked a strange figure, striding through the gorse in his famous deerstalker cap and travelling cape. And then, suddenly...
Watson, look! Heavens above, I'm afraid we're too late.
What is it, Holmes? In heaven's name.
Why, look, the pony trap is empty.
And stop the horses.
Stop the horse.
Whoa there, whoa, whoa, you brute.
Here, get hold of the reins, Watson. Stop him, for heaven's sake.
Watch, fool. Whoa there, whoa.
What? Ah, oh, I've got him. I've got him. Quiet, quiet, my beauty. There, there, that's better. Ah,
he's all right, Holmes. Only nervous. What happened?
Oh, what a fool I've been, Watson. I should have allowed for her taking an earlier train.
What happened to Miss Smith? Where's the groom?
They've abducted her, Watson. Why, it may be murder. Heaven knows what. Pray God we may not be too late. What a fool I am.
Holmes, look. The cyclist.
Yes, Blackbeard. Coming towards us, peddling like the deuce.
Hold there. Stop. What are you doing with that donkey? I'll put a bullet in your horse.
Don't be such a fool, man. Where's Miss Smith?
That's what I'm asking you. You're in her donkey.
We found it empty. Quick, man, they must have got her.
Woodley and that blackguard Parson. By the living jingo, I'll never forgive myself.
Look, Holmes, they must have gone this way. Through the hedge. Through the hedge there. Let's run for it. Holmes, wait. Someone's lying by the tree.
Good heavens. Peter! It's Peter, the groom. He was driving the pony cart. The scoundrels have killed him.
No, no, no. It's only a flesh wound. He's only stunned. He'll be all right.
Leave him for the moment, then. He'll come to no harm. Come, this way. Quickly, round the bushes here.
There's a clearing beyond. They might have...
What? Miss Smith!
Quickly, quickly, through here.
Too late. There they are by the oak tree. The girl's fainting.
The clergyman, in his surplice, Holmes.
He's marrying them, Watson, Woodley and the girl there.
You can take your beard off, Bob Carruthers. I know you.
You scoundrel, Woodley.
Old Williamson's done it, Bob. Prayer book and all.
Always at your service, Mr. Carruthers. Al fresco weddings arranged at short notice. Funerals.
Shut up, you blackguard. Woodley, I'll see this woman righted if I had to swing for it. I told you what I'd do if you molested her, and by the Lord, I'll be as good as my word.
You're too late, Bob. She's my wife.
No, she's your widow.
Carruthers, drop that gun. Keep away, Watson. Keep him covered.
Who are you to order us about, hmm?
My name is Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Take that surplice off. You disgrace the cloth, sir. Carruthers, give me a hand with Woodley to the house. Watson, you'll look after Miss Smith, I'm sure.
Dr. Watson. Oh, dear Dr. Watson.
There, there, my dear, there, there. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
Well now, Watson, what have you to report, eh?
Miss Smith's resting in the drawing room. She'll be all right, Holmes.
And Woodley?
He'll live.
Oh, good.
The bullet got him in the shoulder.
Confound it, I'll go upstairs and finish him first. Do you tell me the girl's going to be tied to Jack Woodley for life?
Keep quiet, Carruthers. Now, as for you, Williamson...
Blasted, interfering, busybody.
Just so. You can tell the police that when they arrive.
I confess... I'm still a bit confused, Holmes.
Yes, then I'll tell you the whole story. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Carruthers.
I don't care a farthing if you're wrong or not. It's Miss Smith that's my concern.
Don't worry, Carruthers. Miss Smith will be quite all right. Mr. Williamson here has no right to perform a marriage ceremony.
I've been ordained.
And also unfrocked.
Once a clergyman, always a clergyman.
I think not. How about the license?
We got one.
Then you got it by a trick. In any case, a forced marriage isn't a marriage at all, but a very serious felony. Mm. You'll have 10 years to think that out, you old rascal.
Ah.
As for you, Carruthers, you'd have done much better to have kept your pistol in your pocket.
No, I'm beginning to think so. By the living jingo, though, when I think of all the precautions I took to shield her.
Exactly. You followed her on your bicycle, wearing a false beard, every time she passed this house.
Well, confound it, I knew these scoundrels were lurking here. I didn't know what they'd get up to. I had to protect her. I fell in love with them. I never meant to, but I did, heaven help me.
You could have told her of the danger?
She'd have left. And I couldn't bear that.
Sounds more like selfishness to me than love. I still don't understand it, Holmes. What happened?
Simply that Miss Smith's uncle didn't die when these scoundrels said he had Watson. And he wasn't a poor man either, Carruthers, was he? So you came over post-haste, and the idea was that one of you should marry her and the other have a share in the plunder. For some reason or other, Woodley was the one chosen.
We played cards for her on the voyage, and he won.
Upon my soul.
Oh, I wish I'd never got tied up with him.
But at least you got her to enter your service. And then I suppose Woodley was to do the courting. Only the trouble was that the girl recognized him for the drunken brute he was and wouldn't have anything to do with him.
I see it all, Holmes. And meanwhile, Carruthers had fallen in love with her himself and couldn't bear the thought of Woodley owning her.
By George, I couldn't. We quarreled, you see, and he took this house and picked up with his padre here. Then he came to me one night this week with a cable. Old Ralph Smith was dead at last. I proposed to her as a last hope, and she wouldn't have me. And Woodley took the whole thing into his own hands. And you know the rest.
I should have known it long ago. The minute you told me, Watson, that you'd seen the solitary cyclist adjusting his necktie. Of course he was really taking off the beard he wore to keep Miss Smith from recognizing him. But I perceive three members of the country constabulary coming up the drive. So our task here is really over, Watson. And if Miss Smith has recovered from her indisposition, it only remains for us to return to Baker Street.
I'll see to her at once, Holmes.
Oh, and Watson, by the way, if she imagines that she's still feeling rather weak, perhaps a hint that we are about to telegraph a certain young electrician in Coventry would complete the cure.
Eh? Oh, Cyril. Quite so, Holmes. Quite so. And so ended the case of the solitary cyclist. Williamson and Woodley were both tried for abduction, the former getting 7 years and the latter 10. Carruthers got no more than a few months. The shooting of Woodley was viewed with leniency. He came out of prison a wiser and a better man. As to Miss Smith herself, I have a note in my records that she did indeed inherit a large fortune and became the wife of Cyril Morton. I had the pleasure of attending her wedding. But, in an experience of the ladies, extending over 5 nations, and...
Watson, Watson, my poor, dear, susceptible Watson.
Oh, confound you, Holmes, confound you.